Friday, Torah Master Yud Gimel Thomas Toshnaim of Rabbi Lezahal.
Pirkei Avos Perek Hei Mishnah Yud Tes. Kol Mish Yesh Biyado Shloisha Dvarim Alonu. Three characteristics. Mitamidov Shavram Avinu. Merdeka title. With three types of midas, one can earn the very complimentary title of a Talmud of Avram Avinu. We're all descendants of Avram Avinu, because that's our ancestor, but not everybody is necessarily a Talmud. Is one a disciple of Avraham Avinu? Has one learned from Avraham Avinu? Says the Mishnah, with three characteristics, a person can be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, yeah? A lot of what I'm going to say now comes from the Sefer Medrash Shmuel, which are Likut on Pirkei Avos, yeah? Difficult for me to say each time which particular Mefarish says what. It comes from the most of Medrash Shmuel, right? V'shloisha dvarim acherim, Mitalmidov shall Bilam Arosha. Very uncomplimentary title. A person can be a Talmud of Bilam Arosha. It can be a Yid of Shomer Mitzvahs. But unfortunately, because of his behavior, he can be called a Talmud of Bilam Arosha. Ayin Toiva, Baruch Namucha, V'nefesh Shvala, Mitalmidov Shomam Avinu. Ayin Toiva, a good eye. In English, a benevolent eye. If he's in Yiddish they a fagint yenem. How's the English for that? I don't know. He's happy for other people's success. He doesn't display any jealousy. Ein Tov. Ruach Nemucha is a modest person, he's a humble person. V'nefesh Shvala, a low spirit, meaning he hasn't got any overindulgence in Taiva Solem Azeh. So Ein Tov, to be happy for other people, to work on oneself not to have jealousy, to work on oneself, not to be a baldiver, not to be arrogant, and not to be seeking all the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. If you reach this madrega, you have the title of a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, a wonderful title. The next three things is Ayin Ra, meaning you want what other people have got, jealousy, Ruach Gavoya, arrogance, Nefesh Chava, a baldiver, overindulgent in the pleasures of this world. Then the person becomes a Talmud of Bilam Arosha. The Mefarshim, it doesn't say anything about mitzvahs and ma'asim and tovim here. It doesn't say here the Talmud of Avraham Avinu. It doesn't say they've got Ayin Tova. It's Kol Mish Yeshmi, the whole title, whether one is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu or a Talmud of Bilam Arosha, depends on these three things. So to make it a bit more dramatic, slightly a bit sharp, you might say. You have two people, I'll call them, no names, Ploini Aleph and Ploini Beis. Yeah, the Ploini Aleph is a very unassuming person, nothing spectacular about him. And he goes about his Avodas Hashem, but his Nikah, he genuinely wants to participate in other Eden Simchas, he wants to help people, and a Halzuk Nishin Groysen. You can see it's clearly Nikah, he doesn't want any covered. And he lives a very simple lifestyle. But shit, he doesn't want to display his wealth. So he's a humble person. He's happy for other people. And he dafka lives a lifestyle which is not ostentatious and not lavish. He lives very simply. So such a person deserves the title of a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. And the other person, he may... probably, he could well be, spends more on his lulav and esteg than the first person. And could well be, he learns a lot better and he can learn a bigger lamdan than the first person. Could be. But if, unfortunately, he goes around and his nicker, he's a balgaiva, and he goes around displaying his wealth, he lives a very lavish, ostentatious lifestyle, and it's nicker that he's not happy, he's jealous of other people. Storzach, Gaiva, he's an arrogant person, and he's a jealous person, and he's steeped in the material pleasures of this world, then unfortunately, although he may be a Shoyim Torah Mitzvahs, he's a Talmud of Bilam Arosha. He'll get schar for his Maasim Tovim. So it's very... it sounds like it's one or the other. But actually, the Mefarshim say it's actually not one or the other. Most people are in the middle.
Yeah.
I once heard a Chush of Talmud Chochim said, you're either a Talmud of Avraham Avinu or a town with a bit of Marosha. I don't know. I found the Farshim say not. It's either the Mishnah staff says all extreme one way is Avraham Avinu, extreme the other way is Bilam Rosh. In the middle, we hope we're working on ourselves. If we're working on ourselves to be Ayin Tova, we're working not to be too arrogant, and we're working not to be too overindulgent in the pleasures of this world, then we can say we're going towards being a town with Avraham Avinu, yeah? But this time the Chochim said no. It's one or the other. He said it in Yiddish. He said, "Das Menschheit teilt sich auf zwei." That's what he says. This mankind, the whole of the human race, is two groups. Somebody had some either a time with a bit of Marosha. He had some makaya for saying this, but unfortunately, I've seen say very clearly the top madrega, complete ayin tova, mamush, fagin yenem, no hint of jealousy, no hint of arrogance. Completely devoid of any overindulgence, but then you're a town of Onvinu. The other extreme is in between. We're all in between. Hopefully we're nearer being a town made of Onvinu than Bilam Rosh, and we're working towards it. So the Batanu says, where do you find these things? Onvinu, we find, he said, Michut Vatzroich now. Do you want to take anything, even what you could have, yeah? Anochi off of the Eifer. Gornish, complete modesty. And his own wife, Hinele Yodati, didn't even see his own wife. Is this the highest madrega of being not oisketom for noemazer? Yeah, whatever that. Hard translate, yeah? And Bilam is the exact. What's Bilam? Im yitinli bolot melo beisoi kesef azov. You ought to give me a gansazach. And then when Hashem says he can't go, he says, I'm not allowed to go with you, meaning I have to have bigger ministers, bigger choshev mention, yeah? And what did he tell Kreisol? What aid did he give? To indulge in immorality. His mamas gave him a Allah. All the worst midas roas are embodied in Bina Marosha. And every person, his madrega, has to work through his tower of Avraham Avinu. Yeah? His Bina Marosha, his mamas, she's called a Rosha. I mean, the Mishnah saying, rather frightening thought that a person chas v'sholem, if it doesn't work on one's midas, one could chas v'sholem be going towards being a Talmud of Bilam Rosha.
How could Nevi'ah rest upon
us? Oh, boss, you're wrong. So, Bamas, he's such a right engineer. The Chaim HaKadosh says about Bilam Rosha, Murdek Azach. Bilam Rosha, he's called the Shari, he had Nevi'ah. And Bamas, the Bershim said at the beginning, don't give them brochas, don't give them clonas. I don't want these brochas. But the Bamas, he gave brochas to Klal Yisrael. So, the Chaim HaKadosh and Murdek Azach. Listen to this. The Chaim HaKadosh, the Heilige Sefer, and he uses language about Bilam, which you wouldn't expect to see in that Sefer, Chaim HaKadosh. The Pasuk says, Hashem put Dovah, he put a thing in the mouth of Bilam. Says, the Chaim HaKadosh, what he put a Dovah before Bilam. So he says, he had to make a hefsik. The words of the brochers shouldn't go directly through Bilam's mouth. Listen to these words here. If he's Adam Zer, who Adam Muvak, Bekiur, Vetiuv, Veshikutz. What? Kiur, Tiuv, Shikut. Any suggestions?
Abomination.
The chreis. Abhorrent, the chreis. Yeah. Loisonuach olav ruach kedusha megetzis. Gamma dvorim mitzahat, medivre kodushaim. Velo yachne begoy tome. How can holy word go through the mouth of a person who is muvak? Muvak means is
distinguished.
In Kiur, Tiuv Shikut. What? Chaim HaKadosh. How do you say that word? Kiyo Tiuv Shikut, yeah? It's how can you have... Look there. L'chein nischakem Hashem l'asas tikkun l'dva kedusha l'val tava v'movi matunav. How can the words of the brochas, how can divrei kedusha go through the mouth of a person who says matuav m'shukut? So l'chaim HaKadosh, Hashem made a barrier. A barrier in between. Also, mechitza ben koyach hamadabe v'hadibu atzmoy u'ben pichazir. Pichazir, nizikta. V'hu ma'ma v'yosem Hashem dova echa b'fi bilam. Not dova b'fi bilam, the word. Before he started talking, v'yosem Hashem dova, not the word, the word, that's later what he said. Before he started speaking, v'yosem Hashem dova b'fi bilam, he put a barrier. The words come out of his mouth, but it doesn't come from him. So steht. Yeah. Hetzir koich echad jochel mismatzeya ben shneim ubezer nase pi bilom gvul bifnei atzmoi vahadova mafzik legvul koich hamadaba vaoz koyis hadaba ruach hakodesh hadaba ruach hakodesh came to the mouth of Bilom of azar meshukat metuyevdika person who can't have divrei kedusha go to the mouth of azar rosha. So what happened? There was a barrier hafzik. And now I just said the Mishnah. And why was he a mature Meshukat? Because of his Midas. The Midas is the Ikka. Intellectually, a very high level, he was going to some Adragas. But the Midas Royce, Akinna, Vatav, Vakovid, that was the downfall of Bilam. And although he had Nevuah, Egevon, as I mean, Nidriga Mensch, that even when he said Nevuah, it had to be a Hafsik.
You mean to say that Bilam really recognized God?
With this Arachan Hakadosh is answer the Kasha that Rashi says, beginning of the Sedra, Loi Sores Om Kivoruchu. Says Rashi, Bilam said, I want to give a klala. Says the Moshe, don't give a klala. Says Bilam, trying to be helped, I'll give a brocha. Says the Moshe, Kivoruchu, I don't need your brochas either. Loi Meduvshach, I don't want your sting, I don't want your honey. Now, that I gave a brocha, it went through his mouth of the barrier. Now, there's another kasha, another answer to this kasha.
So the
Rabbi Shalom
was
going to
give him the brocha before.
Yeah. So Ben Mazin, the loss of Rashi is, Rashi says that Moshel, Oimim Latsira, Loi mi Duvshach, Veloi mi Uktach. I don't want your sting, I don't want your honey. Now, the last. Yeah. Oh, so Bam is in brackets, it says the dvor to a B, the dvoira. But in our Rashi, it's the tira. Why does it say tira? Well, there's no murder, masculine dove, had to pshat as well. Honey comes from a bee. A bee is a non-kosher insect. Can we eat bees?
No.
The question is, hayotze min atome tome. So if a bee is not kosher, why is bees honey allowed? Kasher. The answer, stated in Gemara, is unusual. The honey it goes through the bee, but it doesn't have the mamoshes of the tam of the bee. Yeah, normally the milk of a non-kosher animal is kosher. Normally, a product of a non-kosher animal, a non-kosher is itself not kosher. Honey is a chiddush. It just goes through the gulf, but it comes out the other end. And it remains untouched by the bee, therefore it's kosher. Now, there is an opinion in the Gemara, brought in Yerodea, in Hilchas, Dvorim HaYotzei Melchai, I think Pei Gimel, that a tzira, a hornet, the honey of a hornet is also. Yes, Oymen. The chilek is, a bee gets the pollen, the nectar, whatever, it gets the flower, and it sort of manufactures the honey inside, and the honey is channeled through the guff of the bee, but it comes out the other end, it's as kosher as it went in. It's unaffected by being in the body of the bee. Mash anchor at Sira, a hornet, there is an opinion in Yerodea that we have a hornet honey, I don't know,
so
maybe,
in
your local health food shop you'll find it. Anyway, hornet honey, yeah? Hornet honey, hard to say. Hornet honey is, according to, is also, why? Because you want shitter, why? Because it goes in, and for some reason it gets something from the insect. The insect has some of its own input. So when the insect gives its own input, that is already possible. So the masculine David, it's Maduikin Rashi, I'm in Matsira. I don't want your brochas. I, Bilam, gave brochas. Bilam gave brochas like a bee gives honey. What does that mean? It's around from the bones of Bilam, out of his mouth, but it wasn't any mamoshas of Bilam's own kavanas. He was like a mouthpiece of the Rebbeinu Shloilem. And as we just said, the Rechaim HaKodesh, there was like a barrier, fits in the barrier. He was saying what the Bershom told him today. But it wasn't Bilam's brochas. So when the Rebbeinu Shloim gave brochas through the mouth of Bilam. A tzira, we don't understand these things. Chazal tell, a tzira has some of its own input, and the honey of a tzira is also. Meila, we say to Bilam, we don't need your brachas. I'm a Metzira, I don't want your sting, I don't want your honey, and we don't want Bilam. We didn't get Bilam's brachas. We got the Rabban Shem's brachas through the mouth of Bilam, like the honey goes to the bee and comes out the other end and it's not affected. But had it been like a Tzir, it would be an Osir. Was it Kzeb Shasigit? It's Moiridik. I'm always finding disparities from their world. I should be jumping around, right?
What?
I should be jumping the Moiridik Avad. It's like Ketaych Tarashi. Is the Ikka is the Midas of Bilam were his downfall. His bad Midas. Ruach Gavoya, Ein Ra, Ruach Gavoya, Nefesh Rechava. Vaisa, the Ikka Hatzloch of a person in Avodas Hashem is the Midas. And Vaisa is... It's a very big chokma to realize that some people think maybe a frumayid, kolmini, medakta, the mitzvahs, als gvaldig, but the yisod of the person, what is this person? Is he a Talmud of a Rav Avinu or a Talmud of a Bilam Arosha? Depends on midas, not on other things.
Aspects of your life.
Yeah, rather. Als dikduke mitzvahs, gvaldig. It's not the actual person. The Midas is the person himself. Now I'm going to show you a Mordekazach to see how the Gevaldige Chochma in this Inyan to understand that Midas, the Moshel Gaiva, could be a person's downfall. Let me tell you Rashi Melachim. The Pasuk in Melachim says, as we know, Shlomo Melech had a dream. And he was told, you're going to become a big Chochma. So when he woke up, he was Taka. He knew everything, yeah? He knew everything. The Pasuk described the Chochma of Shlomo HaMelech. He woke up. I have written down here, Malachim Hei Yud Gimel, right? The Chochma of Shlomo HaMelech. Yeah. Ve'idab ha-shloshes v'yechkem mikol ha-odom. All the biggest chacham, clever than everybody. Shloshalaf in Moshul. And he says here, Vidaba lates him. He spoke about the wood. He knew everything. He knew what the animals were talking about. Shloim HaMelech, the greatest chacham in Kol Adam. The Pasuk says he was cleverer than anybody ever been before. Yeah? Mechalka Vadada says these people were clever people. Miachka Mikol Adam. Meisn Azrochi, the Heimon, the Chalka Vadada, the Mechal, the Yishmoi, the Chalagoyim Soviv. Chochma Shloima. So what did he say? I can't imagine what he said. Physics, astronomy, Kiddush HaChodesh, who knows? Chochma Shloima. The cleverest person. Oh, Sichus, the Kohen, whatever you want. And the Pasuk says that he said all that. Listen to this. Says Rashi, Vayedab alo eitzim. So Rashi says, oh, every tree, he knew which tree. And this is now Rashi, Medrash HaGada. Ma ra matzoira li taheya begavoyo she begavoyim. Why is the material take a tall tree or benamach shibin amuchim? The answer is, so he said this chazal. What he said was, you know why? Because if you're a balgaiva, you should become namach and you'll take away your avarus. So a rashi in Parshas Metzora. So also Rashi goes, why does a Metzora have an eight eres with a little ezoiv? Because the cause of the avarus was gaiva. And if you want to purify yourself, you should humble yourself. The question is, too much Shlomo HaMelech here. He's saying the biggest chachmas in the world. And of all the things he said, this is singled out in the Pasuk. He said this, Bekitza, Shlomo HaMelech woke up, who's the cleverest man ever been, and you have all the chachmas of the world, all the science, all the biology, all the physics, all the astronomy, whatever you want. And he also, Shlomo HaMelech, after he'd been given chachma, he said a Rashi in Parshas Metzora. He said a Rashi. You know, does that compare? Is that so significant? So I want to say, you can see from here, that's a very, very clever thing to know that. Kenira, that's singled out as Chochma Shloima. The wisdom of Solomon you need to have to know to understand the Zadach. As if, and this is what's significant, yeah? What did he say? Just before that, he says there, Eitz Ploini, Yofa the Binyan Ploini. He knew behemoths are freakish. Refuah zachen. He says marufuasa. He knew veterinary medicine. Did in Rashi. Chena behemoth marufuasa machola. What you should feed your dog. Shlomo HaMelech knew these things. When a Any good chum is good for your alsation. So now you need a state. Rufuasa, we can't be massive. The chokhmah of Shlomo Melech. And with all the chokhmah he had, and all the chokhmahs, the pasuk says he said a rashi in pasuk mitzayira. The chayira is masking. Zemen v'neim to understand this, to understand, to really understand, as geiva is the cause of all aveiras, and you want to be tohor, you should be an honor. You need to have chokhmah shloima. The pasuk singles it out. Dover niflamai, yeah.
In use of the Russia say hundreds of years time.
Pardon?
Maybe. How's this chokhmah? In use something how Russia was going to.
Russia, no, it's a chazal, wasn't it? Yeah. Ma ro matayra letay begvoyim shebegvoyim or benamach shebenamuchim. Yeah. So Rashi in two places. You have nothing to do with that. I'm going with that. Rashi, I'm bring you here. Yeah, that's it. Right. Vaistos is a very important. You say you have to be a very clever person. Is that right? Vaistos. Most people, without chokhmah shleima, you might think. And from a yid, other things, you might not always realize what's the root cause of aveiras. The root cause of evil is the kin of a taiva covered. Yeah. It's gaiva. See about gaiva, the chavos halvavah, it's got a whole perek about, called shah hachnia. What's chnia mean? To be machnia. So he starts off saying, before he starts discussing about being an onov, which is what we're talking about, not to be a valgaiv, he starts off saying, there are people who go around thinking, I can't do anything, I'm not, well, I'm just chmenaz agornished. Says that is not anivus, that is, he calls it dalos hanefesh, yeah? Lack of self-esteem. So the Chavos Havavah says, before you work on gai on anova, not to be arrogant, to try and be humble, first you've got to realize your own worth. He calls it Roma Masanefesh. Roma Masanefesh. You've got to realize I'm a Bela Romas Yaakov, my mitzvahs are very valuable, my toilet, if you think you're nothing, that is just garnish. That's not a nevus, yeah? So, a Baldashim on 7, now there are a lot of Bochrim people, difficult in Yiddishkeit, they shouldn't learn these svarim about Anova. They make them feel all. Yeah, and that Meister, I don't know what that person knows. In the Chavos Halvavos, which is one of the classic svarim about Anova, he seems to have taken care of this. Because if you read it carefully, he says before, he starts speaking about Anova, he makes this Akdama. We're not talking about Ich bin garnished, Ich ken garnished. My Master Shimon said, Devas gate to Roman to Ich bin garnished, Ich ken garnished. It's not garnished. It's garnished. Got to realize you've got an neshama, you've got a tachlis. He calls it roimim es hanefesh. After your zeichet have roimim es hanefesh, to realize you're a choshma person, your Torah mitzvah very important. You mechuyav to be shvili nivra ha'olam. After that, you can work on another meaning, not to be arrogant and not to feel I deserve a lot of cover, because you're supposed to realize everything comes from the Bnei Shlomo, needs to be moida, it's all with Shatter Shemai. Don't feel arrogant, and don't feel proud, don't feel haughty about your good deeds. But not that your good deeds are not important. This is Rema. So this is Anova, yeah? And the main verse is Anivus, and Anivus is the key to Atzlocha. The Ben Yona says in Shal Tshuva, that somebody's a Balgaiva, is the positive to Avas Hashem Kol Gvalev. Like Bilam, same word, Tiyuv, yeah? Tiyuv means abomination. Somebody's a Balgaiva, is a Tavas Hashem. Says a Ben Yona, a Balgaiva is Nimsa B'yad Yitzroy. He's the Yitzhahara. If somebody has a battle with the Yitzhahara, is he likely to win or not? What are the chances of winning a battle with the Yitzhahara? The answer is 50-50. But without the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's 100 against Nero, yeah? Every person needs Shatter Shema. Yitzri Shal Adam is Gab Ola B'chol Yoim. Every person needs divine assistance to win the battle against the Yitzhara. You have to have Hashem to help you. Says the Rebbeinu Yoina, if a person is Ta'avas Hashem, yeah, a Balgaiva, he won't get Shatter Shemaia. Hashem, so he's about to keep away from him. If he doesn't get Shatter Shemaia, he's fighting a losing battle with the Yitzhara. Very sad state of affairs. Mela, some of them are dragons, not everyone, but the more one is a zeicha to be an honor, The more one attributes one's hatzlacha to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the more one works on oneself not to feel arrogant about one's good deeds, in the schus of not being arrogant, in the schus of being modest and humble, you'll get more siyata d'shmaya. If you get siyata d'shmaya, it's much easier to find the other bal gaiva. Is nimsa b'yad yitzray. So that's just a gaiva and kinna. All these things make a person's life a misery. The Mishnah carries on. Ma bein talmidos Avraham Avinu le talmidos Avinu. What's the difference? In Shinkasha, just said three bad midos. Yeah, ein toiva ruch nemucha nefesh shveila. If you've reached the highest madrig in these things, you're called a talmid of Avraham Avinu. Ein ra ruch gavur nefesh shachava kinatava covered. You're a talmid of Bilam. Bilam's not alive anymore, but I grant by Bilam. I yell a grant by Chavos Chaim. Grant by Bilam. There was actually Eden. There were Eden flying around who learned by Bilam. Spent a few years in Bilam's yeshiva. And then, so it seems very clear, there's a very, very stark contrast in the two groups and a massive space in the middle for all the normal people to be one extreme to the other, yeah? Ron Vino, Bilam Rosh, we're all in the middle. Then the Mishnah carries on. Interesting. What's the difference between the two? Instant kasha, a Mishnah. Ma bein tamidav shavram avinu le tamidav Rosh. Pretty obvious. Anyway, the Mishnah asked the question. Unusual, maybe because the answer is maybe there's some chiddush in the answer. The question seems to be pretty interesting. Question. Says the Mishnah. Tamidav shavram avinu oichem ber mazev neichem abar. Shem behanchol evayeh shem amalek. Tamidav shem Rosh yoish in gehen viyad meishachas. Then vatim tamidav meishachas and shomem leyachti meiv tachbach. The chiddush is. As what the mission may be telling you is, as the Talmidim on Vinu have a geshmack of life in this world. That's the chiddush maybe. You might have thought someone who's not looking for cover and he's living a slightly frugal lifestyle. He's not mekana. He's very. He's not getting very far. He's not achieving very much. Why? Because he's not jealous of anybody else. He's happy with his losses. May he's got up as a shver eleven. Says the Mishnah, the Talmidim on Vinu have got a happy life. And Bilam Arosha's Talmidim, although they may be riding on the wave of success, maybe they've done very well for themselves, and they certainly go around making out the way, but really they've got a life as a misery. Why? Because someone's a Baltaiva, is always upset he didn't get enough covered, whatever. Didn't get enough covered, and I want to have what Yana's got, yeah? Mrs. Sham says, someone's got kinna, it's like a fair, his whole life is a misery. Mrs. Sham's got lost about kinna. Somebody who's never obsessed with jealousy. So he says a lashon here about kinna.
Not living his own life.
Hakinna, chisoyin yeina mekaina mekane maviach klum liatzmoi. Vagam, he doesn't get vagam le mafsid le mishim and le mafsid he loses himself. Yeah, he says it. Yes, it's a chlusa rabbi. So foolish. Ashim Yira la Chaveira is the Toiva, Yis Ashe is upset, the Yid gets Tsar, Achafilu Hatoiva is Shebeyodoi, Loi Yahanu. He can't enjoy what he's got, why? Mitzah Mashurabi Achaveiroi. Now people got so much to be happy about, why they're not happy? Yahan's got more than me. And again, it's a life of misery. If someone's got Balgaiva, he wants covered, so his life's a misery. He doesn't get enough covered, yeah? Doesn't know what broccoli maker on V, only on Shishi. Yeah, doesn't know, get covered, you're covered. And Kinna, Zichel life's a misery. And Baltaiva, Yeshle Moros, is a Ganser Leben, is misery and Bizyoinas, all because of all self inflicted misery. Self inflicted misery because you're Balgaiva, a Baltaiva, and a Balkinna. Oh. And somebody who hasn't got these things,
it's
good.
It's really his fault. He's got these
middles. Can work? No, it's fine. He can work on his middles. The eight here, the eight of all these things is to mechazit oneself in emunah. And emunah, if one has very strong in one's emunah in the boshem, everything I've got is everything's controlled by the boshem. If I've got a mentor, a man, he'll take all the problems. He says here, Psisham says here, Lu yovinu ki ein adam negev muchal achaver efikim lo nimmer. What are you upset? You've got, yeah? If a person works on his emunah and bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam, meaning I'm serving Hashem. I've got my voice Hashem to do. I've got what I need. Whatever I'm meant to have, I've got. What I'm not meant to have, I haven't got. Never going in, no kinner. And there's no gaiva. He says something about gaiva. A person thinks I'm better than Yelim. You're doing your job in the voice of Hashem, yeah? You think you're better than Yelim. You're a bigger Talmud Chacham. So Mr. Shalom says, why shouldn't you be about gaiva? He says here, you think you're better than Yelim? So he says here,
like a wheel.
No. Misha bar seichel yoisa. Masha b'chaytiv. You're clever than Yelim. Misha bar seichel yoisa. Oisa masha b'chaytiv. Ka'oif shema. Why does a bird fly? Because he knows how to fly. Why does a shoyer schlep the tractor? Because he's got koyach. Somebody who's a cleverer person, so you can learn more about that. That's the bunch that made them, yeah? So every person is meant to do his task of Hashem, knowing to be a balgaiva, knowing you for kinna. You just serve the bonish loyalam with the koyach as you were given. Don't be jealous of anybody else, and don't be arrogant because you can learn a black Gemara with all the Rishonim. You can learn Gemara Rashi. But he's on a lower level than you, that's it. You're saying the bunch with the clothes you've got. So then Munna and Bitoch and the Bunish Lam, and we have to keep it, so everyone keeps it alone with. The MS is then Munna and Bitoch and the Bunish Lam, that will be Machazik a person to rid himself of these bad middos. The meaning of Munna and Bitoch and the Bunish, there's a Rashi which says that the Austin said to Bilam, why did you hit me three times? Lama Hikisani, Sholosh, Regalim. Says Rashi, it's a remez, you're trying to uproot the Klal Yisrael who keep the Sholosh Regalim. Sanya, strange Rashi, no? Lomeki, why did you hit me three times? I'm telling you, you're trying to curse Klal Yisrael, keep the Sholosh Regalim. Why punk the Sholosh Regalim of all the mitzvahs in the Torah? What's Sholosh Regalim? So sort of art from Pinchas Robert Schlitz in his Sefer, yeah? Got the Sefer, it's called the Torah, I recommend the Sefer. The Torah, I think it's called the Torah Prism, yeah? Pinchas Robert said, I recommend it, yeah? I told him I enjoyed the Sefer. It's written in good English, I told him I enjoyed the Sefer. So somebody put it down, I can't understand it. Anyway, someone's got a reasonable command of English, you don't understand it. It's the Torah Prism, he says there, about as well. He says, the Yisodus Amunah, and there's Yud Gimel Ikrim, there are really three Ikri Amunah. The Rebbe Shlomo controls the world, Torah Min HaShemayim, and Schav Oynash. He says the three Yomim Tovim correspond to the three Yisodus Emunah, yeah? The Yom Tov of Pesach, the downfall of the Mitzrayim, and the deliverance of Klal Yisrael is Schav Oynash. You see, the Rebbe Shlomo punishes the wicked and rewards the Schav Oynash. It's not Hefgeveld, it's the Schav Oynash. And Shavuos is Torah Min HaShemayim, it's not Torah. And Sukkot is the Indian of the Ribbono Shel Olam is controlled the world. Yeah? Sukkot, he gave us when the Sukkot in the mid, but all our needs are taken care of. Yeah, Meila Ribbono Shel Olam looks after, but Hashkocha Pratis. So Meila, this is the Yisodus Amunah, three Yom Tovim. This is the son of Klal. This is Chus of Klal, so the Machaz themselves in Amunah. Meila, that is the Sholosh Regalim. Term Rashmayim, Schav Oynish, Ashkocha Protis, the Ikri Amun of Klal Yisrael is in the Sholosh Regalim. And that was Bilam saying, therefore, Klal Yisrael won't be able to be cursed by Bilam. But these Ikri Amunah are also a Yisod in working on oneself. It's hard to work individually. I want to work on myself not to be a Balgaiva. How do you do that? Work on myself, make a resolution today, I won't be jealous of anybody. I won't be about it. It doesn't work individually. You have to have it's to do with your overall outlook on life. How do you look at life? How do you look at life? What's your guiding machshava throughout your life? So if your guiding machshava is, I've got to keep Torah mitzvahs, I've got my and the schav oynish, I'm accountable for my actions, and the ikkis Rabban Shem has given me what I need for my voice Hashem, and whatever I'm doing, I'm only doing with the help of the bonus and no meeting with Al-Gaiva. So if you think about it, a person is aware that he's serving the bonus Shlolem with the koichas that were given to him by the bonus Shlolem. And he's aware whatever he hasn't got, he's not meant to have. And he's aware that his schav oynish, he's going to be accountable for his deeds. Therefore, he'll be preoccupied in being a shomer Torah mitzvahs himself. Being a shomer Torah mitzvahs. And he will be very happy if other people share Torah and mitzvahs. He won't be bothered. The Ramban says, the main thing is, be happy for other people. Ramban Chumash says, doesn't mean it as much as yourself. It's too much to expect a person to like somebody else as much as himself. Says the Ramban, what's expected of you is, in every area of life, be happy for somebody else. You want to be wealthy? The other should be wealthy. You want to have a nachas, whatever you have. Says the Ramban, there is such a middah where a person says, oh, I'm very happy if the other person is a big Talmud Chacham. I'm very happy if he's a big Gevir. I'm very happy if he gets a lot of cover. But I want to be a little bit more. Ramban. It's called one-upmanship. This is a middah of a person. I'm happy for Yanam to a Gevul. Says the Ramban, that's what we mean by v'hafto recha mecha. It doesn't say v'hafto es recha. You don't have to literally love the other person as much as yourself. Be happy for your friend. Be have an eye in tova. You should genuinely be happy for other people's success, and you shouldn't feel that somebody else's success is encroaching on your success. But if you don't work on your amunah, if you don't work on your bitochen, unfortunately you can go around thinking, Yen, because of Yen, I'm Yen is to blame. Yen is better than me, and it can even reach the point where Yen is to blame for my not success. Don't make mention of Yen, forbidden to mention, consumed by kinna, mitzin, and Allah nishkit and middus. May 8 is, for half day, work on being happy for other people, and all this stems from Emunah and Rebbein Shalom. Emunah and Bitoch and Rebbein Shalom, that is the key to success, and that will help a person if he's already somewhere in the middle. And hopefully he's already over halfway to his being a Talmud of Rama Vinu. And he'll gradually go further and further until he's reached Madrega, the highest possible Madrega of Ayin Tova, and the highest Madrega of Nefer Shvela, no Shaykhs, any Tovas or Hamaza, only uses the material world to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilem, and no Shaykhs to Kinna, and then he's able to become an Emistik, a Talmud of Rama Vinu.
If you destroy B'nai Yisrael, so who's going to keep the mitzvah out? It says, I'll keep the mitzvah.
Yes, can't do
something. Yeah, but it says, they wish.